Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Tim Lammers usually joins us at 3:20 on Tuesdays to do our streaming segment. But we just learned that his commitment that he had, meaning he couldn't come on our show, was because he got to see the new Star Wars movie.
No.
So Tim, tell us everything.
What can you tell us, Tim?
Everything.
I can't tell you anything, Paul and Jordana, except for the fact that Jar Jar Binks is not the last Jedi.
Okay, but we kind of knew that.
Well,
I told you. I guess maybe we didn't. Anything. I don't know. Oh, Tim, I'm
but
so
anyway, of course, I do that for our segment on Friday, so we're going to be talking about the film in depth on Friday.
On Friday.
All right.
Cool.
That's great. So we only have to wait till Friday to hear more about it.
Anxious
Absolutely.
To hear that. By the way, Tim Lammers Movie Reviews brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorney seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Now, we're not supposed to talk about movies during this segment. We're supposed to talk about streaming.
Right.
And, Tim, I have heard so much buzz about this first one called Marriage Story.
What I love about Charlie. He loves being a dad. It's almost annoying how much he likes it. A little too long. He cries easily in movies.
I cried 4 times.
Me too.
He's very competitive.
What's this? Who owns Baltic Avenue?
He's very clear about what he wants. He's a great dresser. He never looks embarrassing, which is hard for a man. He takes all of my moods steadily. He doesn't make me feel bad about them. He rarely gets defeated, which I feel like I always do.
Well, that's sweet.
I'd watch just for Scarlett Johansson.
Uh-huh. Well, you have Scarlett Johansson, you have Adam Driver. Now, this is an original Netflix film produced by them, much in the way they did The Irishman. What they like to do is play these in a couple theaters so they can qualify for Oscars, and it's looking so good, so far so good this award season. But then they debuted on their streaming service right away. So, yes, Marriage Story is about this couple going through a divorce. At first it seems amicable, then it gets a little contentious.
Wait, they're going through a divorce? She just said all these amazing things about him.
Yes, I know, but that was part of an exercise to enter the divorce phase on Great. Friendly terms. Well, those friendly terms don't last long. Again, it's contentious, and then it gets downright ugly. It's spectacular as far as the acting is concerned. Wow. Terrific storytelling. But when you got this 8-year-old son involved and who's going to get custody and the big fights over that, Kramer versus Kramer sort of situation, it gets really depressing. It is a very emotional movie. So get ready for it. I mean,
I'm not watching that film. I'm totally not watching that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Sorry, Jim. So that's The Marriage Story. Yeah, but it is a big awards, SAG Awards nominated Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson. Don't be surprised this is nominated for the acting, directing, even Best Picture.
So the next option for streaming is Six Underground.
What if I told you I know what happens when you die? You become a ghost.
No more criminal records.
No more office parties. Or stupid weddings.
The best part of being dead
is the freedom. No policies or politics.
No one touch. He's mine.
Well, that kind of sounds cool.
New kind of action hero, Ryan Reynolds getting it done,
him.
Huh?
Yeah, this is directed by Michael Bay of the Transformers movies and of Pearl Harbor. Michael Bay has, it's not mayhem, it's bayhem with his movies. It is absolutely crazy. This is about a tech billionaire played by Ryan Reynolds, fakes his death. He recruits five other super soldiers also legally dead, so they're all off the books. The objective, the mission is one thing. Let's rid the world of evil. Let's go to these foreign countries where we have these brutal dictators and take them out. They're doing the things that governments are afraid to do or legally just can't do. So it's an action wall-to-wall extravaganza. There's a car chase scene at the beginning of this film. Might be the craziest car chase scene that I've ever
seen.
Oh, it's crazy. It's so entertaining because you got Michael Bay, obviously, but you have Ryan Reynolds of Deadpool. You got the guys who wrote Deadpool. Mm-hmm. So it's very funny. But get ready. It's also ultra-violent to the point where it's so ridiculous that you can't help but laugh at the stuff. It is just that over-the-top crazy, much in the same way that Deadpool was, except for we're not talking about superheroes here.
So what streaming service is this on, Six Underground?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. This is also an original Netflix film.
Oh, it is? Okay.
This did not play in theaters, although I'm looking at it thinking this thing could have been a huge box office hit.
Yeah.
So clearly what's going on here with Netflix is they are luring these big name filmmakers like Michael Bay. Mm-hmm. They're giving them a blank check to make the film that they want to make. There are no big studio constraints. Mm. And Michael Bay, I can't imagine how much money this thing costs, but everything is up there on the screen, depending on how big of a screen you have in your living room. And again, it's outrageously entertaining stuff.
I might have to watch this one. I don't like violence, but I love Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know if you saw Deadpool, Jordana, but it's that kind of stuff. It's that cartoony sort of violence. But again, there's so much. It's hyperkinetic. There's so much adrenaline flowing during this thing. And it's interesting characters, an interesting story. I would say go for it. And if it gets too violent for you or too bloody, then just put on. No, you don't want to put on Marriage Story.
No, I don't.
Well. Wow.
Is there anything we can say to make you tell us more about the Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
I really can't say anything. I'm really sorry.
Wow.
I play these things so close.
You are disciplined.
Yeah. I don't want the studios to yank my credentials here, but, it's the end, you know? I mean, it's going to – I will say that, you know, that opening scroll, I was thinking, wow, you know what? This started when I was a kid, 13 years old, watching this in a theater, and it's coming to an end. And I was sort of sad about that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I didn't think it would ever end. I thought they'd keep it going indefinitely.
There will be other Star Wars films, but as far as the Skywalker saga with Luke, Leia, all that, this is it.
This is the film.
Yeah, this is the whole kit and caboodle right here, and I can't wait to talk about the film with you guys on Friday.
We'll get to hear more about it on Friday at 3:20. Tim Lammers, you are the best. His movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
So what does Bernie Sanders have against the Mayo Clinic? Yeah, stuff that just left me shaking my head. That's coming next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.